Syrian rebel forces have pushed militants of the Islamic State group out of a strategic town in northern Syria after days of heavy fighting. Nina Sinjab is in neighboring Lebanon.
Moderate rebel fighters from the Free Syrian Army have succeeded pushing Islamic State militants out of the town of Al-Rai in northern Aleppo province after days of heavy fighting. The town has been a crucial stronghold for IS as it sits on a crossing linking Syria to Turkey. This victory will be a morale booster for the moderate opposition in their battle for Aleppo City as Al-Rai secures a supply line for them from Turkey.
Prosecutors in Belgium have made a fresh appeal for help in the hunt for the prime surviving suspect in last month's Brussels airport attack. He was seen on CCTV footage alongside two suicide bombers. A spokesman, Eric van der Sijpt, gave more details about the appeal.
It concerns the third person present on the scene during the attacks in Brussels airport, the so-called man with the hat, as well as the vest he was wearing at the time. We especially appeal to people who might have filmed or taken a photograph of the suspect or link they can provide extra information on this issue.
The suspect was seen after the blast running among people trying to escape from the scene. Politicians and relatives of mafia victims have expressed outrage after the convicted son of the notorious Sicilian gangster Totò Riina appeared on primetime Italian television to promote his book. Julian Minerini is in Rome.
Salvo Riina, a convicted mobster, was interviewed for half an hour. Not once did he distance himself from the violence his father was involved in during the mafia war of the 1980s, which left more than 1,000 dead. Instead, he spoke of a happy childhood with a family that had taught him important values. His father, Salvatore Totò Riina, spent years on the run before being captured in 1993. He was found guilty of several murders, including the high-profile assassination of two anti-mafia judges in bomb attacks.
Executives from the Italian state broadcaster Rai have been summoned by members of the Italian Parliament's Anti-Mafia Commission to explain their decision to broadcast the interview. The former head of the Italian defense group, Finmeccanica, Giuseppe Orsi, has been sentenced to 4 years and 6 months in prison for false accounting and corruption. The case resulted from an investigation into the sale of 12 helicopters to India. World News from the BBC. A court in Guatemala has convicted and sentenced 5 men to prison for the murder in 2011 of the Argentine musician Facundo Cabral, who was hugely popular across Latin America. Prosecutors said he was the unintended victim of an attack on a Nicaraguan nightclub owner, Henry Farinas, whose car he was in when it was riddled with bullets in an ambush. Colombia has taken a step closer to allowing gay couples to marry. The Constitutional Court has given its general sanction to same-sex marriage, though details must still be worked out. Gay rights activists, with the support of President Juan Manuel Santos, argue that denying marriage to same-sex couples is discriminatory. A South African court has ruled that Nelson Mandela's ex-wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, has no rights to the late president's rural home. It's unclear whether she'll appeal. Milton Nkosi reports from Johannesburg.
Judge Zamani Ntsangulela was swift in his judgment. He spent just a couple of minutes to dismiss Winnie Madikizela Mandela's application with costs. The anti-apartheid struggle hero had argued that under customary law, the house in Kunu village, where the former president spent much of his time until his death in 2013, belonged to her. Mr. Mandela divorced Mrs. Stigzela Mandela in 1996 after 38 years of marriage. He left her out of his will. They were regarded as South Africa's first couple until their marriage collapsed 6 years after his release from 27 years in prison for fighting apartheid.
The successful Nigerian publishing house, Cassava Republic, has launched a branch in Britain. The founder told the BBC it was high time for a Nigerian publisher to set up in London. Cassava Republic will publish fiction and non-fiction, as well as children's books and romance novels written by Africans and largely set on the continent. BBC News.